Fuller is out at the AOPA. The A-29 Super Tucano is in with the Air Force. And what sequestration will mean for NASA. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 28, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's been a busy day of breaking news as AOPA has confirmed a story first reported here on ANN that AOPA President and CEO Craig Fuller is stepping down. Fuller took office on January 1, 2009 with a 5-year contract. Now, as he nears the end of that agreement, Fuller said in a statement that he is looking forward to new challenges and opportunities, saying, quote, I have flown since age 17, and flying has been part of my life ever since. I will always be grateful to the AOPA Board of Trustees for having given me the opportunity to serve the general aviation community and AOPA's 385,000 members in a leadership position. With the end of my 5-year commitment approaching, this is an appropriate time for me to consider new opportunities and allow the board time to recruit a successor, end quote. Fuller succeeded Phil Boyer in the role of AOPA's leader, becoming only the 4th president of AOPA since the association's founding nearly 75 years ago. It is fair to say his tenure there has been a tumultuous one, marked by declining membership and strong concerns about the financial health of the organization, as well as instances of questionable evasiveness in answering the most simple questions put to him by ANN and other members of the media. The search for his successor will begin immediately. The U.S. Air Force has selected the Embraer Super Tucano for its light air support aircraft. Embraer partnered with Nevada-based Sierra Nevada Corporation for its bid. Aaron Osman, the president of Sierra Nevada Corporation, said the initial $427.5 million delivery order is to supply the United States Air Force with 20 A-29 Super Tucano aircraft. As the aircraft selected for the LAS program, the A-29 Super Tucano will be used to provide light air support, reconnaissance, and training capabilities to the Afghanistan military. As such, it is a vital element of the United States Afghan withdrawal strategy and central to maintaining security in that region going forward. The A-29 aircraft for the LAS program will be built in Jacksonville, Florida. The Air Force had selected the Super Tucano for the program about a year ago, but rival Hawker Beechcraft, now Beechcraft Corporation, challenged the award after being told that its AT-6 offering did not meet certain specifications for the project. The Air Force then reopened the bidding process while HBC was working its way through bankruptcy. In a message to NASA employees, Administrator Charles Bolden said that the agency is preparing for automatic budget cuts that are set to go into effect tomorrow under a process known as sequestration. Bolden's statement said in part, sequestration would significantly set back the ambitious space exploration plan the President and Congress have asked NASA to carry out. These damaging cuts would slash roughly 5% from the agency's current annual budget during the remaining 7 months of the 2013 fiscal year, a loss of about $726 million from the President's budget request. This could further delay the restarting of human space launches from U.S. soil, push back our next-generation space vehicles, and hold up development of new space technologies, end quote. However, Bolden's message did have something of a bit of good news, saying, quote, NASA's situation is somewhat unique from many other agencies. We have safely and efficiently phased out the space shuttle program and managed existing programs to conservative spending levels. This has postured us so that we do not plan to resort to furloughs at this time for NASA employees in order to meet our spending reductions under sequestration. End quote. The 2013 Indianapolis Air Show, scheduled for June 15th, 16th at Indianapolis Regional Airport near Mount Comfort, has been canceled due to the wide-ranging impact of sequestration. The decision to cancel was made by the show's executive committee this week following thorough deliberation of numerous factors affected by sequestration. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels had been scheduled to appear as the show's jet team headliner. Under budget cuts, however, U.S. military jet teams may be grounded after April 1st. The Indianapolis Air Show is produced by hundreds of volunteers from all walks of life, donating time and talents to build a successful and highly anticipated annual event. Proceeds from the fundraiser resulted in more than $1.3 million being donated to local philanthropic organizations. Japanese airline All Nippon Airways, ANA, has canceled its entire schedule of Dreamliner flights through May, including the country's Golden Week holiday. The airplanes remain grounded as U.S. and Japanese aviation safety officials work with Boeing to get at the root cause of a battery fire and other issues with the airplane's batteries. The move comes as analysts indicate that fixing the Dreamliner's battery problems could stretch beyond the mid-April timeframe that Boeing was hopeful to meet. On Friday, the company presented a potential solution to the problem to the FAA, but it is one that does not get to the as-yet-to-be-determined root cause of the battery problems. The International Business Times reports that analysts say getting approval for the redesigned batteries could take several months as Boeing engineers fabricate and test the new systems. The Times also reporting that Boeing has recently paid $125 million to Qantas due to the grounding of the Dreamliners, and compensation to other airlines is likely. When Aero News continues, the Phantom I flies again, competing for the Icarus Cup. And then there were four.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, February 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing's liquid hydrogen-powered Phantom I unmanned airborne system completed its second flight February 25th, demonstrating capabilities that will allow it to perform intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions for up to 4 days without refueling. During the flight at NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base, California, Phantom I climbed above an altitude of 8,000 feet and remained aloft for 66 minutes at a cruising speed of 62 knots before landing. The aircraft exceeded what it achieved during last year's first flight when it flew at an altitude of 4,080 feet and remained aloft for just 28 minutes. Daryl Davis, Boeing Phantom Works president, said, quote, "Today's combination of geopolitical and economic issues makes Phantom I's capabilities, affordability, and flexibility very attractive to our global customers," end quote. The Phantom I demonstrator is capable of carrying a 450-pound payload while operating for up to 4 days at altitudes of up to 65,000 feet. Boeing is self-funding development of the environmentally responsible Phantom I, which generates only water as a byproduct of its propulsion system. The FAI, the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale, has announced that the human-powered aircraft Icarus Cup 2013 has been sanctioned by the body as an FAI second category event. This is the very first time that this sport has featured in the FAI events calendar. Organized by the Royal Aeronautical Society, the event will take place at Sewell Aerodrome, Northampton, Great Britain, from July 19th to the 28th, 2013. The human-powered aircraft Icarus Cup 2013 is a competition in which teams try and complete the following series of challenges designed to test all aspects of human-powered flight, including duration, a 200-meter sprint race, a 1-kilometer race, a slalom course, a takeoff performance and landing accuracy task, and distance around a triangular course. Registration is now open. The human-powered aircraft Icarus Cup 2013 is organized by the Human Powered Flight Group of the Royal Aeronautical Society, which originated in 1959. One of the Human Powered Flight Group's objectives is to promote human powered flight as a sport and encourage wider participation, perhaps one day appearing at the Olympics. And then there were four. Tom Griffin, who was one of the five surviving members of the famous Doolittle Raiders, passed away Tuesday night at the Fort Thomas VA Hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio. Griffin was a navigator on one of those 16 B-25 bombers that took off from an aircraft carrier for Doolittle's famous raid on Tokyo on April the 18th, 1942. The website, Cincinnati.com, reports that Griffin's plane, nicknamed Whirling Dervish, was responsible for knocking out the Tokyo gas and electric plant and shutting off lights in the city. Having survived the raid, Griffin was later reassigned to North Africa and Europe. He was shot down during a mission to Sicily in July 1943 and spent 2 years in a German POW camp before being liberated. Of the 80 men who survived Doolittle's raid on Tokyo, only 4 now remain. Griffin had hoped to attend the 71st reunion of the Raiders, planned for Fort Walton Beach, Florida, in April. Like so many of his generation, Griffin never thought of himself as a hero, saying once, "I'm no hero. I just did my job." Godspeed, Mr. Griffin, and our sincere thanks for a job well done. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.